Tonight's message is about boasting in the Lord. And just as in way of introduction, right now we're in the midst of a grueling year of news and headlines revolving around a presidential campaign. I'm sure we all know that. We're going to be bombarded daily with speeches and sound bites from Republicans and Democrats, all claiming to be the best candidate. They'll claim that everyone else is inferior and they are the best choice for the country. They'll be exaggerating, creative storytelling, lying, and a whole lot of boasting and bragging. One candidate that I'm sure has already come to your mind that kind of fits this subject of bragging is Donald Trump, otherwise known as the Trump. So I picked one little news thing out off the internet to kind of get us thinking about this. At his opening, his declaration of his starting of his presidential entry into the presidential race on June 17th, he was at, of course, Trump Tower. And I picked out some of the most interesting sound bites from his speech, most interesting boasts. So here they are. "I beat China all the time. Okay. I have the best golf courses in the world. I have lobbyists that can produce anything for me. They're great. I'm proud of my net worth. I've done an amazing job. I'm really rich. I'll show you in a second." I'm not saying that in a bragging way. Donald held up a laminated single sheet of paper disclosing his financial particulars. "I saw somewhere they said I had assets of $9 billion. I said, that's the wrong number." So that was just a little tiny piece. I could have had a whole sheet of Donald Trump statements. So he is, in my mind, seems to be the king of boasters. So tonight we're going to Bible and talk about what the Bible says about boasting. Is self-promotion wrong for a Christian? Is any kind of boasting okay? Can't we be proud of ourselves? So let's look at see what God talks about boasting. First, some discussion about definitions of what boasting means. Going right to the dictionary, basic definition, boasting is to speak with excessive pride and self-satisfaction about achievements, possessions, or abilities. And this boasting can be directed at yourself, you know, about yourself, or it can be directed towards others or even a group. Boasting can have a basis in the physical or the spiritual. An example of physical boasting would be over money or fame or power or beauty, physical abilities. 1 John 2:16, James calls this kind of boasting as the boastful pride of life. And there's a lot of that going around, right, in the world, boastful pride of life. Spiritual boasting, boasting about love and spiritual service and suffering for Christ, praising God. Romans 15:17, Paul found reason for boasting on things pertaining to God. So that would be a spiritual type of boasting. And we'll talk some more about these. Boasting can be done in a positive or a negative way, depending on your motive, why you're doing it. A negative example would be boasting to make yourself look great in order to put down someone else. Donald Trump is a good example of that. He's trying to put down the other candidates. Oh, and veterans and every candidate and minorities. There's a whole list of people he likes to boast that he's better than. A positive example of boasting is about boasting about God's power and grace that's been displayed in another Christian. Boasting how well someone is doing in Christ. So let's talk a few minutes about what is this inappropriate type of boasting? I called it sinful boasting. James 4:16, James says, but as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So there's that motive again, boasting in arrogance, boasting in selfishness. I broke down this sinful boasting in several different categories. The first category I got on your list there is boasting from where you have your trust. What do you trust in? And then are you boasting about that? Are you boasting in your own ability and strength? Turn over to Daniel chapter 4. So, the story of King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 4, starting at verse 28. So this is right after Nebuchadnezzar has a dream about the great tree. I don't know if you remember it. The great marvelous tree, and it's cut down, and there's a cap put on the stump, locked onto the stump, and Daniel has to interpret that for King Nebuchadnezzar, and the interpretation is the tree is his kingdom, and it's going to be taken away from him if he recognizes God as the creator. And so starting at verse 28, all this happened to Nebuchadnezzar the king. 12 months later, he was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon. The king reflected and said, "Is this not Babylon the Great, which I myself have built as a royal residence by the might and power and for the glory of my majesty?" The word was in the king's mouth. A voice came from heaven saying, "King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is declared, sovereignty has been removed from you, and you will be driven away from mankind, and your dwelling place will be with the beasts of the field. You will be given grass to eat like cattle, and 7 periods of time will pass before you until you recognize that the Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it on whomever he wishes." So here's King Nebuchadnezzar boasting about how great his kingdom is, about how powerful he is, and God responded and took it away from him. So that's King Nebuchadnezzar boasting from what he trusted. He trusted in his own abilities and his own strength. Another type of boasting from your trust is if you think more highly of yourself, so you trust in yourself. Romans 12:3 says, "For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think." So, how do we think of ourselves? Do we think we're just really great, the greatest Christian? And nobody else is better than us, that would be sinful boasting from where we trust. Another category I have of sinful boasting is boasting from what is in your heart. It's kind of similar. Psalms 10:3 says, "For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, and the greedy man curses and spurns the Lord." So, whatever is in your heart, that's what you're most likely going to boast about. Turn with me to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12 and verse 16. Jesus told the Jews a parable about a rich man. And he told them a parable saying, "The land of a rich man was very productive. And he began reasoning to himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops?' Then he said, 'This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? This is the man who stores up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God.'" So this, in this man's heart, was greed. He wanted more and more and more. He wanted to take all of his grain and build more barns, increase and increase, because he was greedy, and was the type of boasting that he had. And then there's another boasting from pride. Another example of that is in Acts chapter 12. Another king that boasted, Acts 12:21. "On an appointed day, Herod, having put on his royal apparel, took his seat on the rostrum and began delivering an address to them. The people kept crying out, 'The voice of God and not of man.' And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give God the glory, and he was eaten by worms and died." So Herod's heart was full of pride, and he loved being in front of the people and acting as God, and so God killed him. Another category of evil boasting is boasting to take credit for what others have done. 2 Corinthians 10:15, Paul says, "Not boasting beyond our measure, that is, in other men's labors, but with the hope that as your faith grows, we will be within our sphere, enlarged even more by you." So Paul wouldn't boast on someone else's work or someone else's labors, and neither should a Christian. We have no right to boast on someone's spiritual accomplishments, their faithful service. All we really can boast about is what we do, not what someone else does, because that's their work. Another example of that is boasting on salvation. Of course, John 4:6 tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. People in the world, perhaps people in churches, that they have done an abundance of good works, that they've taught. Base their salvation on that. They feel that they're going to be okay with God, whether they follow his word or he wants. It just has to do with they've pleased themselves in doing good works. That's taking the place of Jesus and the salvation that he's provided to them. they're trying to save themselves. Or maybe similar to that, many people think more that they don't do anything wrong, they just do good things. The Lord, Jesus has provided our his sacrifice, and these people are trying to take their own spin on it and provide their own salvation. There are others that call themselves religious, and they follow other people, other saviors, other gods. They don't even, many of them don't even recognize Jesus as their savior, and yet they feel like they're saved, that they have salvation in these other people. And yet, we read the verse that no man comes to the Father but through Jesus. Another category of boasting is boasting over others and putting them above Christ. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. verses 11 through 13. And inform concerning you. This, that each one of you is saying, I am of Paul, I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Has Christ been divided? Paul was not crucified for you, was he? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? So here's Paul kind of chastising the Corinthians about some of them that have been following other people, Apollos and Cephas. Some have even been following Paul, I'm thinking without him knowing it until he was told about it, and putting these people up above Christ, putting them up above as gods almost, and that's boasting. That's evil. We should be boasting in the Lord, in Christ, not in other men. So there's some examples of sinful boasting. Let's talk about boasting in the Lord, or something that God wants us to do. As I mentioned in the definition of boasting at the beginning, boasting can be positive or negative. It can be either physical or spiritual. As a Christian, positive spiritual boasting is okay. 2 Corinthians 10:17 says, but he who boasts is to boast in the Lord. So let's talk about some of these boasting in the Lord. One big category of things we can boast on is boasting in the spiritual blessings in Christ. We just have, I couldn't list them all. They're just a few samples of what we have in Christ. And can't we glory in those and boast about those things that we have in Christ? I already mentioned this verse, Romans 15:17. Therefore, in Christ Jesus, I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God. So that's what Paul said. So what are these? Some of these reasons we can boast? First one, salvation. We partook of the Lord's Supper here and remembered our Savior's death. Because of that, we have salvation in Christ. Romans 1:16, Paul tells the Romans, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So we have a great salvation in Christ. Another thing that we have spiritual blessings in Christ that we can boast about is our adequacy from the Lord. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 4 and 5. Such confidence we have through Christ toward God, not that we are adequate in ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So how are we adequate? We are adequate to do his work through grace. Ephesians, just a few books over, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. We should almost have this verse memorized. Ephesians 2, 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. So it is God that has, and specifically Jesus Christ, that has made us adequate to do his work. How about 2 Timothy 3:16? Another verse we should have memorized. We should be adequately equipped through his scriptures. Timothy says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. So God has equipped us through his word to serve him better. Something else we can boast about in the Lord. How about being God's children? Sometimes I think that we forget this. We're in Ephesians here. Go down a little farther in chapter 2 to verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. So that's something that we couldn't claim before we were in Christ. And now that we're in Christ, we're actually part of God's household. That's quite a thing. And quite a thing that we can glory in and boast to others. Richard read Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24 about knowing God. Something else we can boast about. We know God and what he wants us to do. Last page. And let's not forget our eternal home with God. Certainly something, a blessing that we can boast to others about. 1 Peter 1, verses 4 through 6, Peter tells us that we have an inheritance that won't fade away. It's just waiting for us if we're faithful to the end. So another thing that we can boast in the Lord in, another category, is telling others about Christ with confidence. 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul tells Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. So is that, you know, that's the tone we should take when we're talking about talking to others about Christ. We shouldn't be shying away and, you know, very quiet and timid. And no, Paul was very confident in his talking to others about Christ. Another example of this confidence is the story of Peter and John in Acts chapter 4. They had preached about Christ. They had healed the lame man, and they were thrown in jail, and then they were brought before the Jewish council, all for preaching boldly for Christ. And Acts 4:13 tells us, "Now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus." So that's the attitude, that's the tone, that's the boasting, if you will, that we can boast in the Lord to others. And then the last category of boasting in the Lord is celebrating over spiritual accomplishments. It should be exciting to us when we hear about other people, other Christians, other churches that are growing in the Lord. Paul in 2 Corinthians 7:4 says, great is my confidence in you, great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am overflowing with joy in all our afflictions." So that was his boasting over the Corinthians. We should be boasting over the improvements and the enlarging that we hear of God's heritage. So those are just some examples off the top of boasting in the Lord. So there is evil boasting, and then there's boasting in Christ. And boasting, evil boasting, of course, will result in our destruction, because it's a sin to God. And evil boasting is of this world. It's part of this world, and this world is going to be destroyed. And Hebrews 3:6, let's turn there. Hebrews 3:6, we're not too far from Hebrews. "But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end." So we're supposed to remain confident. We're supposed to remain boastful until the end. So let's remember that. A Christian can boast, just so that he's boasting in the Lord. And that's my lesson tonight. If you have any reason that you need to take care of spiritual things tonight, won't you come forward as we stand and sing tonight's invitation song?